is for the first time we have got the occasion to come to Boston. We heard the name, but we had not the opportunity to come over here. Everything is regulated by Supreme Lord. Whatever He desires, it will be fulfilled. You may have innumerable desires, but if Supreme Lord does not fulfill your desires, you cannot get it. It is the fortune of the devotees here, Sanjay Das Prabhu, to being an instrumental to bring us here. We have got also some benefit here. Whatever is done by Supreme Lord is all good. It's for the eternal benefit of all, not one-sided business. We'll be benefited, we'll be benefited. Both sides. Today, very auspicious day. I never had been outside India on this holiday. This is for the first time. This Krishna's desire. I was on tour in different countries of Europe and in England. And I returned, immediately I had to go to Puri to participate in Jagannath Dev's Rath Yatra festival. We have got a big mart there on the holy par site of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, the founder of Sri Chaitanya Mahat Gauri Mahat organizations. The original founder is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. By his direction, our Param Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, spread this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all corners of the globe. And our Gurudev used to remain, go to Vrindavan during this time, in Jagannath, Baladev's Advent anniversary, and also to participate in the Radha Govinda's Julanjatra swinging ceremony. So we are going there almost every year. But this time, when I came, I was informed that this is the program. I do not make any program. Program of preaching to outside is in the responsibility of Satish Agarwal, Surab Damodar Das, Delhi. What you did? You be outside. Yes, there is no time. We cannot adjust. So we have to go outside now. It is Lord's desire. Correct? Our important member, governing body member, is residing at Vrindavan Mart. And he is at the responsibility of Vrindavan Mart. He insisted on my going to Vrindavan during swinging ceremony. Very repeatedly and forcibly. What can I do? Everything has been determined, decided at this time, at the last moment. ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸಂಜೆ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಐ ಡು ಐ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ಹಿಮ್ ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಎನಿ ಆಫೆನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ಮದರ್ These pastimes of Baladev is eternal. All pastimes of Baladev, of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, are all numerous forms of Krishna's descended forms. I should not use the word incarnation. There are some words you will not find any appropriate word to express. Incarnation, as per dictionary, it is also it can be applicable to human beings and celebrities, as I have seen in their usage. But their transcendentals, all spiritual form, absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss. Purna Satyidananda Vigraha. They descend. There are infinite Brahmandas. Not only this planet, this solar system. Infinite Brahmanda. Infinite transcendental realm, Vaikunthas. Everything of Supreme Lord is infinite. Because He is infinite. Infinite living beings. He cannot comprehend. He can comprehend. Then Supreme Lord loses absolute infinite position. Nobody can comprehend Him. As per degree of our submission, as per degree of our taking shelter to the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, the glories of Supreme Lord can descend to that degree, but that is not the last. Nobody can say, I have fully realized. This is ignorance. Nobody can say. It is infinite. Jānanta ujānanta king bhavata nave prahu. Manasa bhavusha bhāca vaibhavanta bhagochara. Brahma, in his prayer to Krishna, has said, if anybody says, I have realized, I have known everything, let him do. I don't want to say more on this matter. I could not understand Krishna, even I could not understand. I could not recognize his personal associates, coward wise. I committed great offense by lifting them, the calves and coward boys, when they were about to eat at that time. To examine whether Krishna, this coward boy, Krishna is Supreme Lord or not. For me to be great offense. I could not recognize. Not to speak of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I could not recognize his personal associates. Coward. Not to speak of others. If anybody says he can know, let him know. Nobody can know. Inherit. Any time or any kind of effort fully, if he knows, then Supreme Lord Infinite loses infinite position. Always it will remain incomplete. Always remain incomplete. So, Shuddha Bhaktas are always humble. They have no vanity. because they know this. What we have known, what we have really, is nothing.
Narada Goswami, Anantadeep, says Bhagavan, is uttering the name of Krishna for infinite time up till now. They cannot finish the taste of the transcendental sweetness of Krishna. Always remains in that place. Cannot become stale. And follow the his pastimes is eternal, as we heard from our Rubarka, in two considerations, in two sets. But there are infinite Brahmandas. Now Baladev appeared in this Brahmanda, in this world. After his appearance, then his childhood pastimes, and after that, his pastimes of Pauganda. Pauganda means between childhood and adolescence. Then adolescent age, you know, after that, all these things. One lila, one pastimes will be finished here. Immediately that will start another. So every lila, all the lilas are eternal, eternally going on. Eternal, infinite Brahman, in this sense. Baladev's appearance, advent anniversary, advent celebration, by his appearance is the God. Another sense, he is appearing in the sanctified heart of the yogi. We do not know whom he is. Nobody can do anything without his knowledge. We may think ourselves, great devotee. But fruits are regulated by fruits are not in our hands. One example I am saying. I have heard from Gurudev, another Guru Bhakt. I had no opportunity to see the Siddhanta Sarasvati. Joined the institution in 1947, just after I came to India, at the age of 24. So I had no opportunity to see our Param Gurudev, but he had been to our place in Assam. At that time I was very young, I don't remember. He said his holy frequency in our place. Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur was performing bhajan, always speaking Harikatha, always. And his own servitor, Sadhyananda Maharaj, everybody was addressing him as Sadhyananda Maharaj, but he was not a sannyasi, brahmacari. He was serving our Param Gurudev with devoutness, with great earnest devoutness. So everybody used to give him respect. Now, one person, in worldly sense, very qualified, double MA, he took sannyas from our Param Gurudev, looking from the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But he did not know the devotional conclusive thoughts. Only he had joined the institution and he had given Chandra Sannyas. He had the desire to know pure devotional conclusive thoughts. so many followers of the international mission. They are delivering speeches. And so numerous devotees have come. One Goshri Maharaj of Rupa's own personal estate. Oh, the elder godfathers of us. Goshri Maharaj, Vicharan, Dhardev Goshri Maharaj, another Bishop Goshri Maharaj, so many. Now we are finding only one Shanti Goshri Maharaj here, another Philip Club. Yes. They both are very old now. At that time, that person's name I do not know, was taken sannyas. He approached Gurudev of the Vedanta. I have joined a distribution, but I have got no actual right knowledge of the devotional concept of your school, of Kaitanya Mahaprabhu's school of thought. So I cannot say, I cannot request you, but there's so much. You are always doing so much duties. But you have got so many stalwart figures. They also, if I approach, they will say, you have got no time. But if you order them, one of them, they will spend some time for you, to teach you, Bhagavad Gita, your devotion. Then our Param Gurudev told you, do you want seriously? No, Shuddha Bhakti Siddhanta, your devotional conclusion. Yes. Is it true? Yes. Then you go to Ramdas, who was working in the garden and looking after tending the cows. Outside person, they thought this person is the servant of the institute. But our Param Gurudev sent him to there, to that person. Sitting in his own small room, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati could understand this person is sincere soul and performing bhajan sincerely from the core of the heart without any ulterior desires in the mind. Supreme Lord and His absolute counterpart, Gurudev, they are omniscient. Nobody can do anything against them. They know everything. They may not say. If they say, start saying, then those persons, new entrants, new fights, they will be puzzled. Oh, Guru Maharaj detecting all our defects. How can it be? But then knowing fully did not say. They can say. Here, after asking that very educated person who has taken sannyas, go to that person who is working there in the garden. Never seen him to speak in the making. So many taller figures are there. And but my most revered Gurudev didn't mention their name. The servant, never seen speaking. What he will teach me? But by the order of Gurudev, was forced to go, compelled to go. Otherwise, he may commit offense. He got rescued of Gurudev. Unwillingly, he went there and made obeisance to the person. I'm going to find you are making obeisance. I'm an ordinary person. I should not do this. No, I approached and I wanted to know Bhagavad Dharma, Bhakti Dharma, and pray to him, please direct one year. So many eminent, competent disciples are here in Nashville. You direct, then they will give, or he will give, some attention to me. He said, you want to know sincerely, then he directed me to come to you. I never saw him speaking to you. So why you have come to me? I'm an ignorant person. I cannot give any evidence from the scriptures. You are seeing I am only serving the cows, and in the garden they committed a mistake. The persons who are competent to explain, to speak about the Bhakti Siddhanta, he returned. After some days again he went to Gurudev. Kindly please, you direct on your prominent sannyasis, so many persons who are competent to teach me. Directed him, go to Ramdas. He didn't go there. I have to. He said, then our Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was very much dissatisfied. He knows everything. Go there and ask him. Because our Bhakti Saraswati Goswami Thakur could know his mind, what he wanted. He wanted to deliver speech in the meeting and to get name and fame from the conditioned souls of the world that the others are getting. That is not the purpose of Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti's target is to satisfy Krishna. No other desire, intention should be there. If actually you want Shuddha Bhakti, be sincere. Bhakti and Saraswati Goswami engaged in the service. Cows and the garden. Go there and hear from him. Then you will get there. You will know what is Bhakti. Again he went. This fact is not a story. Then he went there and made obeisances for Gurudev and had become dissatisfied. Kindly please tell me what you should do. Then he said, I do not know Sanskrit words. But what is this garden? You know, the garden of a worldly person for their worldly interest. This garden belongs to Guru Gauranga Kandarvika Giridhari. Whatever you are growing here, all the vegetables, it will be offered to Guru Gauranga Kandarvika. That prasad will be another Vaishnava. And cows are very dear to Krishna. So I have been asked to do this service. I got this opportunity. I am doing this service of the cows. The milk will be offered to Krishna, Radha Krishna. And that prasad will be given to Gurudev and Vaishnavas. You see, I cannot say any evidence from the scripture. His body, where from you have got it? You have got it from external potency, Supreme Lord. He is the Lord, owner of all kinds of opulences, potency. His body is the outcome of the external potency. Your potency works for you. My potency works for me. the potency of Supreme Lord should work for? You are the part of the potency. You are the servant of the servant of the servants of Supreme Lord. This body belongs to Supreme Lord. Not, you are not the owner of this body. Where from you got this body? According to Gita? From the opera potency, that is energy, you have got this body. You have got no hold over your body. You cannot enjoy this. This body is to be dedicated for the service of the Supreme Lord. It belongs to him, not to the Lord. The product of his potency. And your subtle body, that is also, that has also come out from the opera potency according to Gita. He is the owner of the opera potency. And the products, any other person will be owner. The products of their potency. He is the owner of all the living things. Body does not belong to you. Subtle body does not belong to you. And your real self, itastu anta annam prajni vidde me param. Real self is the outcome of the spiritual energy. Para potency, superior potency, spiritual energy. Energy of Krishna. Energy to be dominated and enjoyed by Krishna. You are not the enjoyer, master. Even if you, of your own body, subtle body and your real self, his garden, everything belongs to him. So, you have to engage your sense organs, your mind, words, and in this Kali Yuga, you should utter the name. He was doing always, he was working in the gardens, growing vegetables, etc. And along with that, always uttering the name. Very sincere. And doing service of the cows, his cows are very dear to Krishna. For Krishna's service, sending the cows. His target is good. Outside person didn't understand, but Krishna understands who is sincere, who is not sincere. And he will give the fruit, not the fruit. All these worldly people. He is regulating the fruits. Karma Nodhikasa Mahapalashupadajana. You can do action, but you have got no hold over the fruits. Why you are ever worried whether I shall get proper judgment or not? Why you are worried? This human beings should give you the fruit. Fruits are controlled by Supreme Lord. What is the use of being? Start. You try to do your own duty for the, with the target that my target is satisfaction of Krishna and nothing else. And his personal satisfaction. You should not lose the mark. If you lose the mark, everything will be spoiled. Target and mark should be correct. We are of Krishna, we are from Krishna. We are by Krishna, we should remain for Krishna. Fruit will be given by Supreme Lord. You should see your own defects. Don't try to see the other defects of others. If you always speak about the defects of others, then with the defects, with this, all these evil thoughts, you will make your mind pollute. What benefit will you get? You see your defects and see, try to see qualities in others. A human being may be a very bad person, but that human being also has some quality. There is quality, bad and good qualities. As you find, swan has the capacity to take out the milk, mixture of water and milk, it is gives to the swan, swan can has the power to take out the substance of its milk, leaving aside that water. And Vaishnava are Paramhamsa. Hamsa means swan. They are Paramhamsa. They take the good qualities of others. They not see about the bad qualities. Only those Vaishnava and Gurudev who have got compassion for the conditioned souls of the world, out of affection for his good, for his eternal welfare, compassion is safe. That compassion is reality found. Only sincere soul can get that. That compassion, yeah. Guru, he also govern, he also regulate the disciples. Who have got the ability to be regulated. Otherwise, they also neglect the person. Who have got vanity. Who have got no submission. Neglect. I have seen also what Vaikanasha Maharaj of the Sannyas Guru of our Gurudev and our Guru Vashri Maharaj and others. Vaikanasha Maharaj. Very learned from amongst Orissa. He was speaking in Mayapur, actually Mayapur, in Oriya language. Oriya language is akin to Bengali. And some people, they are putting question and he's answering. But when he saw that these persons are not serious to worship Krishna, they are only putting question to substantiate their own mental duty. They have got no desire to accept. Then he was not replying. He only smiled. Whatever they are, he stops putting it in. There is no necessity. There should be sincerity. Insincere person, hypocrites, eternal welfare. God is impartial. No person. He is complete. Nobody can give bribe to him. He can give bribe to the worldly people, judge and magistrates, and make the judgment accordingly. But to the person who will give bribe, the bribe is also within Krishna. And that person is also within Krishna. Nothing is outside Krishna. In the dust of particles. How they can give bribe? He is completely. Nobody can give bribe and make his judgment different. He knows everything. When he knows everything, he is omniscient, he is thinking, seeing everything, and he is the regulator of fruits. Why you should think about this? Try, do bhajan, while your own machine. Yeah, if you can get the grace of Baladev, all these ulterior motives will be removed. In the morning you have said, I do not want to repeat that. Baladev appeared as son of Rohini Devi. And by Krishna's direction, on this day, Krishna's direction, Yogamaya. Yogamaya is internal spiritual energy. Yogamaya attracted the womb of Devaki and brought that womb, pulled that womb, and who would keep their womb to another wife of Vasudev, Gokul Mahavan, Rohini Devi. And Rohini Devi, Baladev Prabhu appeared. Baladev Prabhu actually is not a Devaki Nandan, but Rohini Nandan. And he is also known as Sankarsana, Garva Sankarsana, Sankarsana. He attracted Garbha, the Garbha, where the son was there, Garbha was attracted by Yogamaya and pulled from here and put in the womb of Vahini. His name is Shankarsana. And Balasra Balabhadra. Very powerful. He is the presiding deity of existence. What do you see? He is the preserver of the existence, sustainer and expansion of the existence. Ha, Anjali Shakti Matvekra. It is prominent in the body. It's all powerful, very powerful. Strongest. There can be equal to him. All the things of service of Krishna, whatever it may be, in the spiritual religion, everything is spiritual. Nothing is material. Their fluid can speak, can walk, can speak, can take initiative. Singhasan throne can speak. His cloth can speak. Not go matter is there. Can you imagine? The absolute spiritual. When spirit is there, only Aranda is there. A small boy, all parents are loving. Small boy. How long? As long as that Satchidananda Atma is there, conscious principle is there. And that conscious principle Atma leaves this body, it is dead, you can chemically keep it for a long time. And their dead body as it is, if it is now taken to his parents, and his parents will be happy. Oh, take it there. I don't want it. In your beloved child. No. Child who was speaking is not there. Child who was speaking, he did not see her there. You see the body. You take the body. No, those that the entity which is giving any happiness, that is absent. Even consciousness says, if it exists in a bird, in a parrot, in a cat, being enveloped by cross and tabernacle, yet the very existence of that blissful thing will be happiness. That leaves the body. Dead body cannot be called of happiness because of the void of happiness, sorrow, suffering by seeing that. Take it, burn it, bury it as no mind. The real person has gone. The particle of consciousness, as long as that exists in the body, so long it lives. Great fear. And because of these old infinite particles of conscious units, you are seeing so many particles of the rays of the sun, where from they are coming. The sun. All the rays. And sun is sustaining like this. Like that, you are seeing infinite. In your own room, you will find so many ants are there, so many worms are there. You are only 2-3% there. So many. All the trees that they have got on the life, Jagadish was proved. So many trees, so many grass. These particles are conscious units. Where from they are coming? Nothing cannot be cause of something. The void of consciousness cannot produce the void of consciousness.
Aimani bhutani jayanti. Yeno yatani jivanti. Yat pajanti vishan vishanti. Tad vijikrata diva brahma taitari punsha. From brahma, from Krishna, all the jivas are coming. They are maintained by Krishna. They are in Krishna. They are by Krishna. They should go to Krishna. Krishna is absolute conscious substance, absolute bliss, infinite bliss. Our requirement is Krishna. And Krishna's personality, they are also spiritual. In transcendental realm, spiritual realm, nothing matter is there. No past or future, only present. Everything is eternal. Atma cannot be destroyed. So all the real selves are there with real realization of real relation with Supreme God. He is the only enjoyer master. There is no other enjoyer master. He is the only Purush. Ahangi sarbhajat ganang bhakta ca pravita in Gita. I am the only master. And there is no other Purush. Purush is he himself only. Others are to be dominated, enjoyed by him. By the parts of his potency. They are not enjoyed, master. So in that transcendental realm, there cannot be any quarrel, any fight. Why? Center of interest is one. Center of interest is one. All these servitors' attention is to Krishna, to satisfy Krishna. There is no other interest. In different love relations, they are serving Krishna. There are no other target is there. But center of interest is one, there cannot be any clash. If there are different centers of interest, there will be clashing inevitably. If you draw one circle, by taking one center, another center, the circumference will cross. But if one center, circles will be bigger or smaller, but there will be no crossing. Some may serve more, some may serve less, but their target is the same. There in Vaikuntha Dham, in Goloka Vrindavan, there cannot be any clashing. But here in this world, forgetting Krishna, our real relation with Krishna, we have come to this world, we have got this misconception of self, and then we have become Lilliput Krishna. Lilliput. Lilliput, you know. Lilliput Krishna. Everybody wants to enjoy that. Everybody. There, female is also Purush, posing to be Purush, and male is also Purush. Because of their forgetfulness of relation with Supreme Lord Krishna. They have become averse. So illicit energy and allot them. And they want to enjoy this world. They have become Lilliput Krishna. Everybody is trying to enjoy others. So everybody in the family, there is clash. In the society clash. In the country clash. So everything there is clash. Because the different centers of interest. But there in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no possibility. He is the only master. He is the only Purush. We are not Purush. We are Prakriti. For that reason, if you can get the grace of Baladev, Krishna has taken the form of Baladev to give this knowledge as Guru. And he also has got affection for all the conditions of the world. Krishna does not govern, regulate or punish. But Baladev punished. Baladev's lila. You see, some lila should be said. Baladev has killed Pralambasu. Baladev has killed Dhenukasu. What is that also? Pralambasu? What does it mean? When Krishna now become a bit grown up and Krishna Gopashtami was performed. After that, Krishna from child up to 5 years. From 5 years to 15 years, Pauganda. At the age of 10 years, then Nanda Maharaj engaged him to tend the cows. They have become bigger. They can now tend the Gopashtami. Previously they were tending the calves. Cows. And all the shakas, they gather
If you go to Brajamandal Parikrama, you will see Bandirban. Bandirban. There is one forest. Bandirban. There, Krishna and all the playmates, they were there. And all these sakhas you will find in this world. This world is the perverted reflection of that. Where we do not worship Krishna as master, then we want to enjoy this world. The Krishna sent us to this prison house. You get non-eternal master and non-eternal servant. There will be separation between you. We don't want to serve Krishna as friend. Go there with your non-eternal friendship relation. Your attachment will be more, and the separation will be more grief. You do not worship me as son. Then go to this world and get non-eternal son. And when you have son and father, when there will be separation, then you will be in extreme grief. As much attachment we shall have to non-eternal relation, so much grief you will have to suffer. If you don't worship me as husband, you go there, you will get non-eternal husband. All relations are with Krishna. When you don't want to serve him, then this reflection of the term perverted reflection of that Vaikuntha is this world. Highest is Gopi Prem. Here is the lowest. Because here, with this, we know that I am this body, and bodily enjoyment for this reason, we are being attached by this Gopi Prem, then we become, this Prem here in this world is most blasphemous. Heinous. But that is there the highest, the lowest. There lowest is Shantaras. When they become indifferent, remain indifferent to Krishna. They are sadhi, with indifference. But here, neutrality is the highest. Because all the relations are non-eternal. Those who are neutral, they are very wise persons. Highest persons. But their neutrality is the lowest. Perverted reflection. If tree is reflected in the water, you will find just the opposite, reverse. If you see your figure in the looking glass, right hand will become left hand, left side will become right side. Of reverse, you see, like that. Reflection. All relations are with the Lord Shri Krishna. The Baladev made this lila with the eternal friends, confidants, bosom friends. There. And so much with joy and excitement of joy, of dancing and singing and playing so much games and plays, etc. They forgot everything. When the small children, they play, they forget. Forget. We also forgot. Mother is to go there. She's trying. Take food, right? No, I said, I want to play, right? Like this. Children have got this sort of habit. And so they are so much absorbed in playing. In playing, in games, and other dancing and singing, that the cows, they have got independence, they are moving independently. Nobody was there to look after them. And while they are playing, they have different games. And one game is there, some of the devotees take the side of Krishna. Krishna is the leader. And in the party, some devotees are there. Krishna and in favor of Krishna. And other party leader is Baladev. And he has got his own friends there. And they will now play the game. They will play, they will have the game. What is the game? If anybody defeats the other party, the devotee, that defeated devotee
should carry him on the soldier. Should carry him. To be defeated. All right. And just at the beginning, when the game started, then Krishna was defeated by whom? No. Krishna was defeated by Sudama. And Rishi was defeated by Bhadrasen. Both belongs to Balaram's party, Balaram's group. Balaram's group, they won. Defeated Krishna. Krishna had to carry his friend Sudama and the soldier. This is the one evidence of Braja Prem. There is no majestic aspect. If Sudama ascended, mounted on the soldier and climbed upon the soldier, then his feet was touching Krishna. Is it bhakti? What is this bhakti? Krishna with great gladness was taking in the soldier his devotee. Sweetness and Braja Prem. And Bhadrasen, he is carrying Rishabh. And Pulambasur, he was defeated by Baladev. Pulambasur is a demon, but in the form of a goat, he entered into them to do something nuisance. All the other gopas couldn't understand. But Krishna understood, this is a hypocrite gop. All right. I shall take it from my side. Here, you come. To kill, you come to my group. Other couldn't understand. And Balaram was defeated by Balaram. So, he carried Balaram on the soldier. That's Pulambasa. They carried the threat from them. What is this? Balaram the threat. I'm playing. Others are also disturbed. What? Balaram. Playing. Balaram thought, this is not go. This is some demon. Then Balaram gave burden, so much weight, like that demon could not move. Then demon manifested his huge power, horrible power, by seeing that Baladev was the problem. What is this? In that go. All right, my appearance is to kill the demons. And he boxed. Boxing, you know? He boxed violently on the head. And the head was split. And the demon's blood was coming, vomiting blood. Died. All the demigods and all the other humans, they're all very happy by seeing that the demon has been killed in Mandirvan. What is that demon? Lakshman Thakur has explained. That demon is in us. That demon is within us. That demon means Strilampatra. That demon means La Puja Pratishtasa. You understood? Illicit sex connection, desire for illicit sex connection, the greatest obstacle for them. Greatest, this is Pulambasur. This must be killed. If that desire is there, there cannot be any problem. And La Puja Pratishtasa. Thinking about what we are doing, now we are holding discourses, we are holding kirtan. How much money you can get, we should think. Yes, we should hold these discourses, we should speak harikatha. we shall speak Hare Kirtan. But $1,000 should be given. Or about $5,000. The target is dollar. That is not for. Why you are asking this? You got any belief in Krishna? Think very deeply. If I go to anybody's house here, anybody's house, he may be a good person or bad person, and I remain in his house, doing all service and demanding nothing. Take absolution from people and doing everything with taking shelter and demanding nothing. How long he shall remain silent? He may be a rogue. A rogue cannot be able to do it. Oh, he is doing all this. And without feeding him, how can I take food? After 3-4 days, he won't be able to do this. A human being will be unable to do this. I am wearing the garments and I shall not give garment to this. How? I shall not give. Automatically, the human being cannot remain silent. A Supreme Lord, He is the sunset remainder of infinite Brahman to the vacant clothes. For His service, I have to demand something from somebody. Why? What for? Did you believe? You will not sustain me in a vengeance. Think it deeply. Why I should demand? For professional chanters, professional speakers are not actually serving Krishna. The target is something different. Automatically everything will come. A son of a king, he does not know, he forgets his son, his father. He is moving into on the road. He is begging. Hari, why are you begging? You are the son of a king. Then he is taken to his father. You are your son. When he gets his father, is there any difficulty now? Everything got over. We are the sons of Supreme Lord. He is the sustainer and maintainer. If you take shelter to Him, anything you want, everything will come automatically. Yoga kshemam bham bham. You don't have to ask anything. Shuddha bhakta did not take anything. When Supreme Lord wants to give, you want the ownership. Sankarsana was saying to Vitrasana, Dhruva? No. Huh? No? No. Then ownership of the Brahmanda, he become the owner, like Brahma? No. Hari, what is this? Whatever you want, I can give. If you want this, then you become the owner of this world. What you want? Owner of the netherworld? No. Next step, 18 yogic attainments. What do you want? You want salvation? I can give. No. Samanda sattva virahajya kamshe. I want only causeless devotion, one point in devotion to you, not a speaker, nothing else. All these are cause of bondage. These are not for your satisfaction. I do not want. If he gets Krishna, everything is within him. So Shuddha Bhaktas are very clever. They do not accept all this. But I am given, I am not saying all these things. Ah. But if any of very rich persons are there in America, why you are taking so much bodharishan in this mod? I shall give you $100 million to make a good pot and remain there with comfort and do bhajan. Oh, my coming to Gaudiya Mart is successful. I'm jumping. I shall go. Now I am saying, but if anybody gives this, I will dance. Ah, Shuddha Bhakta Dev, the good ones. They always want the service of Supreme. But that is it. Love for material gain. If there is a target to understand what material gain you are getting, then everything will be lost. Material gain, not eternal gain in this world, profit, not eternal benefits in this world, in the higher worlds, within this Brahmanda. There is love, but in the service of Krishna. Desire for getting worship from others. Worship. Others will worship me. Others will respect me. Love, puja. I demand reverence from others. I demand the others to worship me. I am the object of worship. Pratishtha, name and fame. Running after this, then you cannot get Krishna. This is Paramvasura. This is Paramvasura. This Paramvasura, who will rescue us from this Paramvasura? Baladev. Take shelter to him. Baladev will kill this Paramvasura. But actually we are afraid of taking the grace of him. Oh, we want to keep it. Keep name and fame. We should require all this money we require. You renounce the house. Whatever you have got, you renounced. Again, you are running after this. What for you? You have taken shelter to Gurudev. If you do not serve Krishna, you will be indebted to your parents and others that you cannot pay back. What for you have renounced? Parents have brought you up and taught you all these things they have done. If you do not serve Krishna, you will be indebted to them. You will be hurled down to this world. You have committed sin, but if you serve Krishna, then you can pay back the debts. For that purpose you have come. For money, you have been there in the house for money. What for you have come? That is for the Asura. This demon is within us. Outside demon, Baladev killed, but inside demon, this demon. If the one say, Bhaktin Prabhu said, desire for illicit sex carnation, desire for this debauchery, lumpet, debauchery, love for material gains, that is the standard, that is the criterion to understand whether preaching is good or not, whether preaching, so many money should come, so many buildings should be constructed, so many things of name and time, that is the target. Target should be satisfaction of Krishna. When I shall die, what hope? Everything will remain here. Nothing will go with us. Ambarish Maharaj outside is the autocrat of the whole world. But yet there is no attachment. Yet the knowledge. Everything what I have got, in my life I may be deprived from this. One rich man was there, Surekha. In Howrah, Richmond, and our Siddharamji Mahindru, ultimately he became the general manager of Punjab National Bank. And we are acquainted with him when he was manager there in Ludhiana. It was a very intimate connection. He sent me to Surekha. You go, you will get when you are in Calcutta. And he gave some donation to us. Next time, again he said, he had become paupa, he was nothing. He was a millionaire, but he was nothing. In his own life, he became a paupa. Or all the things will be gone, I shall have to leave this place. He saw this, all these worldly properties like a dream. In the dream, he became anything. He became a prime minister, he became minister, he became president, anything. After, when you
wake up from the dream. Oh, I am now lying in the bed of a room. Ah. But when you are seeing dream, at that time you say, oh, correct, correct. Like that we are seeing here, all this laughing and crying. And everything is dream, nothing. So well. Yes. And this property is like a lump of matter, like a novel. Whole worldly property. Even if you has got this sort of enjoying spirit, he will go to hell. He will go to Inferno. He will get, he will be enveloped with the sign. He will say, Ambarisha Mahabhaga Saptadi Bhavatin Mahi. Abhyanta Sriyamala Bhivavan Chathalam Gopi. Mere Durlabham Pungshan Sarvanta Sapna Kalpita. Vidyan Vivanilam Tavavishadi Yatpumani Kisrayi. Bhavamashi Maharaj, biography. Biography you have written. It is in English translation of Ramdas who printed it. You have gone through this. See, what's that? Biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj is already written. Srimad Bhagavatam. 9 canto. Why? For the best. You go through. But that is, this Palambasura should be killed. And who will rescue us? Balaram. Another Asura is there. Dhenukasura. Dhenukasura, you know? Dhenukasura means Gardavasura. Dhenukasura, that demon, by his appearance is like an ass. An ass, you have seen? Donkey ass. 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 With formidable power. That ass, in the form of ass, that is a demon. Big body, big. And he has got his own man of the old. They are also in the form of ass. And they are the owner. They think, I am the owner of this old palm, palmyra trees, you have to see. Where there is palmyra tree here, palm tree, here. Palmyra trees, and there are so many fruits, and so sweet scent. All the shakas, friends, shakas, confidants, they are going with Krishna Balaram, and they have got this scent. Oh, Kanaya, we want to eat this, very sweet, eat this, so scent. But there, that Asura did not allow anybody to enter. They are enjoying his whole forest. Nobody should go there. If anybody enters, they kill. Then Krishna said, all right, I am going. But Baladev said, no, you remain. You are younger. Remain there. I shall go first. You remain here. Elder brother, always Jashodamata Nanda Maharaj, I said to Balaram, you should take care of Krishna. Krishna is young. His intelligence is less. You should shoot. Krishna is small, has got no knowledge, no sense. Baladev is to look after. This is Brother Prem. Being Supreme Lord. They are singling. And Baladev, you should not go. I am going. He went into the forest of that, palmyra trees, so many trees, and they gave it violent shake. I am. And so many fruits fell down, gum, 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 gum. On hearing the sound, that Gardavasura, he got very much interest. Who has come here to show his influence here, destroying this? Well, out of wrath, indignation, great anger. And they are forced in the feet and gave a great kick, forcible kick on the chest. After doing that, but Baladev tolerated that. Doing that was moving. Again he saw that Baladev is there, he is not killed. By my strike, this kick, everybody is killed. All right, I shall kill the kid. Again he went. Okay. Then Baladev got hold of the 2 feet of the
What is this? Radharani. That you see. And caught hold of the two legs. And revolving like this. Small. Radhi was small, but he is the Supreme God. All powerful. Like this. So many, so forcibly that by moving, rotating, that Palambashi was killed. When you are killed, then threw that on the trees. And the trees fell down. One tree, and then another tree. All the trees there, Pamir trees, finished. One after another. And other though, his own kith and kin also of taking the form of that ass, they also came. And Paradev threw them. All were killed. Now, if you go to Talwan, in the Pamir tree, you will not find any Pamir tree. But they have grown something now. New, huh? But everything was finished. Yanukasur was killed. Who is Dhenukasur? What is the significance of Dhenukasur? Ass. Who is ass? Has got no intelligence. Those who use the ass for carrying burdens of many things, sometimes the owner of these asses are using, what do you say, dunk? Dunk is the asses, dunk is. I do not want to give them so much trouble. Let me give less sweat. Less sweat. They are going 10 times, they will go 15 times. But if they give the less sweat, they will not go. Go, go. No. But full weight. Then they do not understand their own interest. As those who have got no knowledge of my own self. Previous, all the previous ignorance and previous samskar impressions of their, of the world, they cannot give up. They are ready to take the burden of the whole family. But they are not ready to worship Krishna. Let the burden, like whole burden of the, they're carrying like an ass. If you think about, you are a human being. Who are you? Where from you have come? What relation you have got with Supreme God? Should not be so ignorant like an ass. Should inquire if you have got this human part. So, this sort of ignorance of our own self and our relation with Supreme Lord, that ignorance and nescience is the ass. That has to be killed. How it can be killed? Baladev, Gurudev can rescue us. And the Baladev has appeared in this world as Nityananda. And Nityananda Baladev, saying, Baladev can do everything. He can do. You'll find Baladev's, he has got three principal potency. Sri, Bhu, Lila. Sri is Revati, Barundi. And Lila means the space times. Sri, Bhu, Lila. Now, when Baladev was married, Kokudmi, but from the Svajjati,
মনুষ্যানি ষড়জাতি, ষড়জাতি স্থান ইজ অনর্থ, অনর্থ স্থান রেবত, রেবত স্থান ইজ ককুদ্মি, ইজ ওয়ান ইজ সূর্য, সূর্য দার সার্কেল, দি ফাদার অব পশুদের জান্নবাদ। অ্যান্ড অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম ব্রহ্মা, ওয়েন ই অ্যাপ্রোচ ব্রহ্মা, হায়ার আই শ্যাল ককুদ্মি, আই শ্যাল অফার মাই ডটার টু হুম, দেন ই ডাইরেক্টেড টু দি ইটার্নাল potency, internal potency of Baladev. You give your daughter, offer your daughter to Baladev. And she was married. Baladev's Shakti is Revati. Daughter's name is Revati. And when married, then wife was taller than Balaram. Balaram is short and wife was taller. It was awkward. It does not look good. What is this? Then Balaram has got plow, weapon, another plow, another pestle. And whenever required, Balaram used it. The plow was put on the soldier of the wife. And it pulls down. And shorter than. Balaram can do anything, everything. Nothing is impossible. If you take shelter, he can make everything. He can make his wife shorter than him by this plow. You see? Even for that reason, we should require the grace of Baladev. He also regulates, as you find, Duryodhana, when he had that bad vanity. At that time, what happened? Is explained in Mahabharata also. There and now, Baladev, the queen, one of the queens of Krishna, is queen, what is the name? Jambavati. Jambavati's son's name is Shambho. And Shambho is very powerful. Duryodhana's daughter's name is Lakshana. At that time, kings used to have Swayambar. Swayambar means bride will select. So many suitors will come and bride will select from them and will give garland. There was the system of the kings, emperors. So many came. But those who are powerful, they can also lift. There is also that, if they are powerful. And Shambho went there, in that Swayambar Sabha, where Lakshana will select somebody as her husband. And there are so many suitors there. And Shambho went there, and with chariot, and lifted Lakshana. By that, all the Kauravas were very much disturbed. What is this? It's somewhat. They started fighting. But the rule of fighting is, one hero will fight with them. There are too many heroes. And when they are fighting, all are defeated by somebody. All are defeated. Then they, by single fight, all are praising Shambho's. Oh, very great hero. And they surrounded him. Four heroes of the Kauravas surrounded, and Shambho was defeated by illegal, unlawful fight, and was taken, and with his daughter. Then it was reported to Krishna. Krishna said, what is this unlawful fight? Where they are fighting? Four big warriors. They are fighting with one. I am going there. With my own army. He was the king. Then Baladev has got affection for Duryodhana, because Duryodhana is the disciple. He taught how to fight with the clubs. For that reason, mess. So Prabhupada said, no, you should not go, I am going there. If Krishna goes there, then Krishna might have killed. For that reason, Duryodhana may be killed, but then has got some affection. Baladeva with other Brahmins, etc., went there to Hastinapur. And informed that Baladeva has come to Dhritarashtra. And Duryodhana, they all came with great happiness, shall see our Gurudev with all these articles for puja, and they perform puja, Baladeva. Baladeva said, I have come here, one order to give you, is the order of aggression. You have illegally, unlawfully, you fought and you have arrested Sambhav with Lakshmana. Not good. So there Krishna did not come, did not do anything, but that is you gave me back that to me. It is the order of aggression. Then Yudharjan was very much rejected and insulted. Oh. Kauravas has become so much vanity. They have got the power, but Jadavas, they have become so much vanity. By our connection with Kunti Devi, they have got some sort of power. We have given. And they are ordering. By our order, they have become, they are getting this, all these things. And they are ordering. Being the shoes of the feet, they want to ride upon the head. All these things, they remark. They are not fit for the shoes. And they are ordering me to give back. Then Baladeva said, oh, these have got so vanity. Krishna is like a shoe. Krishna is like a shoe. And they are the gems. I shall teach them a lesson. I cannot tolerate this. I shall drown whole Hastinapur. And he with this plough, with that plough is the weapon and person, with that plough, he thrust it into the Hastinapur, and Hastinapur is like this. Whole Hastinapur will be drowned. Then all the Yudhishthira and all others, they are shouting, oh Baladeva, Baladeva, Trahi, Trahi, Baladeva, rescue us, you are the Lord of all lords, we have committed offense, we are out of ignorance. They are shouting, and they are takes to absolute shelter. Then Krishna, then Baladeva, forgive them. Nunangana madannatta, nishanti nishchata asadama, tesanga pasamadurna, Danda, Putinak Loguraja. This you cannot control them by sweet words, but even by weeping you can control the beast. Now I have to give weep to this. I speaking something with the object of my worship. The Supreme Lord is speaking like this. Slang words. Then they took Baladeva also. Governs us. He also regulates us. For he is our only shelter. He can regulate us from all these evil things. And he can give us all the Shuddha Bhakta, everything. On this holy day, he has graced some devotee in this world, some devotee, sanctified heart, he has appeared. When the heart, there are some things of this world, worldly desires, then Krishna will not enter. If I invite you in my house, and you have gone there, and the door is shut, outside is welcome, and inside the house, inside the room, all the furniture, all these things, all irons and they packed up. And what will do? Will come? Oh, there is no place for mistake. Then you will return. When Krishna will come to attend you, in your heart, you have got this. All the persons of this world, all the desires of the world is fully packed up. Krishna will say, oh, I have got no place to stay. Gundicha. You have to make Gundicha Mandir Marjan, like Puridha. You have to clear all other desires from there. Then Krishna will come. The sanctified heart, some devotee. Krishna is blessing today. I don't know whom he will bless. All right.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, na Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare
Krishna
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.